Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen. Now, more than 16 years. We've already celebrated his 16th anniversary with us, and he's been with the National Taxpayers Union longer than that. And now, at long last, finally, as far as I'm concerned, much too late. It should have already happened, but he is the brand spanking new president of the National Taxpayers Union, one of my favorite organizations, a very significant organization focusing on making sure the government doesn't spend more money, tax you more than they should, and spend more money than they should. Pete Sepp, the president of National Taxpayers Union. Welcome back, Pete, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. 26 years on the job for NTU, and I'm learning something new every day, so that's important.
Well, I'm really proud of you, and I'm not the least bit surprised. As I said, it's long overdue, but congratulations. I'm really proud of what you guys have accomplished over there and your steadfastness there on behalf of taxpayers at NTU. Pete, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is raiding Congress, your annual raiding of Congress project. Tell us about it.
This is the most comprehensive look at a lawmaker's voting record on fiscal policy issues. We take every roll call vote that's cast on taxes, spending, debt, authorizations, appropriations, regulations, virtually anything having to do with taxpayers, we include the vote. We assign a weight to each vote from 1 to 100 based on its overall impact. That means when Congress votes to give $500,000 to some crazy art project, that gets weighted much lower than when it appropriates $500 million for some kind of weapons system. I mean, this is important because we take account for the overall impact on taxpayers. So in the most recent rating, 253 House votes, 90 Senate votes. So any lawmaker who argues with the methodology or the score that they get, the burden of proof is on them to come up with something better, because this is the gold standard. In fact, Senator Jeff Flake, at a reception we held over a week ago for the top winners on our scorecard, he was number one in the Senate. He called it the gold standard.
Wow. So now we know what their vote, we know what the bills are. We know what the votes are. You've got that. That's pretty much the bills are in writing and the votes are checked off. So we know those are all facts. But what about the methodology? What about the standards that you hold them against? That you hold them up to? Tell us about that.
Well, we actually grade on a curve. Well, once we account for all the votes, assign weights to the votes, it's a simple matter of getting a percentage score that reflects the decisions they made on all those votes. It is basically a lawmaker's commitment to reducing or controlling the size of government. The higher the score, the better they did for taxpayers. And interestingly, no one could get a 100%. No one ever has actually scored 100% in the more than three decades that we've been doing this under the current methodology. So the best we got was 95% in the House. That was Californian Tom McClintock, followed by just a fraction of a point, Justin Amash of Michigan. He also had a 95. And on the Senate side, as I mentioned, we have Jeff Flake at 96%.
Wow.
Now, you know, you really have to work hard to be able to get a score that high on this rating because, again, we're talking about hundreds of votes in the House normally. And
there are lots of politics that goes into each one of those votes.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
yeah.
And a lot of compromising, right? I mean, sometimes they have to hold their nose and vote, don't they?
Yes, yes. And of course, it
sometimes
also
discretion is a better part of valor in their votes.
And there isn't always enough discretion, and there sure isn't enough valor.
Right, exactly. Not much valor going on up there. There seems to be a lot of discretion and not enough valor going on up there. I agree with that. So okay. Good for you. The NTU's rating of Congress folks, it's available on your website, right? NTU.org?
Absolutely.
How you ranked them. And you can see how your own member of Congress, Senator and Representative, voted there too. Stay with us, 20 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.